A few years ago, most believed the podcast fad was dead. But a funny thing happened on the way to the graveyard.
Welcome to the Barf Bag, CyberBarf.com's podcast on the internet. Let's examine the net way of life.
Podcasts have made a comeback. Not as a business model per se, not as a profit center, but as individual expression. Some net broadcasters have spent 5, 6 or more years doing what they want to do in the freedom of the podcast space. They were creating content for themselves, by themselves. This was not their job, just their passion. It takes time and dedication to keep up something that the mainstream considers a dead end. But look at the media alternatives. Network television is basically dead. Cable TV has peaked. The modern studio system is fracking with failed big-budget flops or retreads of old comic book storylines. There is very little new in American media. In many ways, an evening entertainment comes down to watching a Japanese television nature documentary or a subtitled Korean soap opera. Despite obstacles, podcasts like Smodcast and Nerdist kept plugging away. And over time, a community of fellow podcasters began to cross-pollinate LA. This community has loosely banded together to form networks of shows on various topics. People have decided that they can create their own entertainment, and like-minded people tend to draw together. There is a buzz that an audience is growing. Filmmaker and podcaster Kevin Smith compares them to early radio pioneers. The evolution of the net as a source of fresh entertainment is just beginning. These early podcasts are soon reaching critical mass. It has gotten the attention of larger media companies who have spent seed money to prop up new media ventures such as YouTube video channels, where original skit shows such as The Guild are gaining an audience that advertisers may want to tap. The lure of podcasts is now simple. They are just one tap away on one's phone or laptop, and that makes an hour-long podcast something easy to listen to when on the go. So go out and support your favorite podcaster.
You've been listening to the Cyber Barf Bag, presented by CyberBarf.com. What do you really think, Ralph?